Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 15 days ago, President Biden announced that the federal government will spend taxpayer money to send 500 million COVID self-test kits to people's homes. While it is true that the Omicron variant of the disease led to a sudden massive surge in cases that increased testing demand, the president failed to admit his responsibility for the test kit shortage in America. As noted by the nonprofit organization ProPublica in November, COVID self-test kits are widely available in European Union stores at prices comparable to a cup of cappuccino. In the U.S., they are difficult to locate and cost much more. Why the huge difference in availability and cost of COVID self-test kits? Ultimately, it is government-imposed obstacles. By November, the European Union had approved 39 COVID antigen self-test kits. The U.S. government had only approved 12, with only 9 for sale over the counter. The failure to have more approvals here is that the Food and Drug Administration only accepts data from product trials conducted in the U.S. That means that if a company has conducted a perfectly valid, scientifically sound clinical test in another country, it must start another time-consuming and costly round of clinical trials here in America. To combat the pandemic, federal, state, and local government officials have made some common sense temporary cuts and bureaucratic red tape. Here in Michigan, for instance, state law does not allow a doctor, nurse, or other health professional who is properly licensed to work in another state to come to Michigan to work unless they first obtain a Michigan-issued license. Early on in the pandemic, Michigan Governor Whitmer temporarily waived the Michigan licensing requirement so as to increase public access to health professionals here. Recently, to increase the pool of substitute teachers in Michigan, Governor Whitmer waived the requirement that substitutes must have state-issued teaching certificates. At the federal level last year, there were significant shortcuts allowed and bureaucratic red tape. So, why hasn't President Biden already ordered the Food and Drug Administration to start accepting proper foreign clinical trials to expedite approval for a much greater supply of COVID self-test kits at far lower prices? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.